Everybody, it's been a long time. Damn, how y'all doing, man? I have literally missed you all. Like, bro, how long has it been? My name, once again, as always, is Danny the Storyteller. You can call me Cypher, and I have First of all, I have to say that I have been out here trying to switch lanes, you know, trying to score the bag and all that stuff. And a big shout out to everyone who has been trying to follow up and, you know, trying to check on me and say, yo, what's up? You good? I'm good. I'm chilled. I ain't got nothing going on, nothing much, of course. But just some, you know, happy times, tough times, successes here and there, and I am happy. So, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to wherever you're listening to me. Big shout out to Bhutan and Ghana. I saw you guys are listening to me right now, and I'm so happy to see that y'all have been out there trying, you know, sharing and all that stuff. I am so happy. To my hometown, KE, Nairobi, number one. Love y'all. Thank you for so much for the love. And, come on, if you guys have not been following me on social media, oh, by the way, I went MIA on Instagram. Apologies, I didn't tell you guys. My account was apparently hacked. Kaboom, kablam, kashui, Obama. Actually, was hacked last year. Actually, the last day, like, 31st. But anyway, man, still got the backup, still got, you know, moving slowly a bit. Maybe it's a new start or stuff like that. It's a sign from the stars. The irony. Anyway, I'm chilling. Big successes. Working right now, you know. I am proud. I am happy to be where I am right now. And many opportunities coming my way, you know. And businesses, grinds, you know, side hustles. Moving well. How you doing? I hope you are good. Man, if you are going through something, trust me, it's just gonna get better. And you know, life moves on. Either way, we gotta face the hard truth. Like, life just moves on. You do not hold on, you do not hold for, you know, a moment or mesmerize, you know. Okay, you can mesmerize facts, like, yeah, you can chill and mesmerize, but sorry about that. It's a dog's barking outside, and they usually do that a lot. You can hear that because I bet the sound system in here is quite sensitive. But anyway, so first things first, where do we even go, where do we start? Yeah, so if you're listening to me for the first time, hi again. My name is the one and only Danny the Storyteller, or you can call me Cypher. And podcast mainly concentrates on mental health, you know, the dark parts of our mental health, the funny parts, the crazy goofy parts. And right now I feel like I'm just gonna blow down into the goofy beats and, you know, head out and maybe drift a little from mental health for just a little bit, you know, because it's never that serious, trust me, I know. Anyway, yeah, and welcome again from any part of the continent and globally of the world you're listening me from. Thank you. Kindly share this, leave a nice voice comment or a nice text over there. And thank you, by the way, for last year's love. It was intense. Like, the last podcast was, it had a lot of flows. And thank you for that. So welcome. I talk a lot, so I might be drifting and buffering and all that stuff. Yeah, so a lot has been happening, like, a lot. In my this car small, you know, life, a lot has. sorry, I'm laughing at myself because way a lot has happened. What do we say? Like, you know, life changes, maze. Blessings on blessings, maze. Like, yo, like. Let me tell you, like, it was actually kind of getting trippy and hard out here. Like, yeah, like 100% legit, because you are trying your best to do what you do, but you know, hindrances come here and there. You know, definitely we can see this COVID-19 thing kind of messed everything up, but sometimes I regret my personal decisions, I have to be honest for once. But yeah, following your dream, you know, personal decisions I don't regret, because I was actually following my dream, and right now it is paying off. You know, I haven't still gotten there, but I am grateful for that. So big shout out to me. Yeah, no cap. Anyway, a lot has happened apart from all that, you know, grinding and hustle type of stuff. Goals, before we even get to the crazy part. Goals is, I have been writing something, an erotic piece called Casual Desire, and it's on WhatsApp status specifically. And woof, the traffic in there. I'm just gonna put down the link. Make sure when you finish listening to this podcast, you go to the link. I have a page on lightreader.com. Download the app Lightreader on Play and what do we call, Apple Store? Anyway, go down there, man. Vibes on vibes. Read it. Kindly, definitely leave a comment. That's season one. Season two is actually starting next week on Thursday at 8 p.m. as a premiere. Be ready. Trust me, it's gonna be epic. Cause, if trust me. Part 1 to part 7 of season 1. I'm not giving it a high flag or something, but trust me, the traffic that I got there and the appreciation and the reads, man, come on. Thank you. I am honored. And that's this one success. The second one is I got a gig, and it's challenging, yes, challenging definitely, but it is moving well. I am happy. I am getting published, you know, just seeing you on the credits and stuff on somewhere down there. When it's feels great. It's an honor. Actually, advertisement. You can watch a show called Best Of every Sunday on NTV, and don't forget to watch the credits for someone called Danny Googie. Yeah. Anyway, that's another success, and I am honored, very honored for that. And it's blessings on blessings, you know. It's trusting the process, humility, and understanding, and challenging yourself to greater heights, which is very good. So now, let's get to the crazy part, Brazil. Wait, guy. So, CG, come out to go public. But you know, man, life shit happens, Brazil. But yo, man, it's not getting your heartbreaks, the what do we call it, like transitioning, Mazi. So outgrowing, first of all, and being happy in the aftermath of all that crap happening is, yo, like, it's for me, it's, bro, like, I feel good having learned a lot of lessons from probably past relationships and stuff like that. And moving, you actually get to realize that there is something more than just, you know, the typical thing that people keep mentioning and mentioning. Because honestly, sometimes it does become a cliche. You know, love, yeah. But it's not to everyone. I ain't no offense, by the way. We have, guys are actually blessed in that section. But anyway, we are not, you know, commenting or downgrading anything, by the way. We are living our life out here, Maze. We are doing our best that we can do, actually, to just be various and, you know, grateful about the, you know, the lives that's, you know, moving sideways, you know, slightly straight up, and honored. And trusted to be one of the only custodians of a sexual and erotic novel that people read and actually feel great about it is very good. Aya kujisifu kando. When we get to talk about the lifestyles we want to actually live and be great. great people in the future or in the present that we are actually in right now, 21st century. Hoye Harambe. Yeah, it is an experience, you know. You can call it anything you want to call it, but I feel personally it is an experience when you get to those perspectives of living a life, concentrating on yourself, manifesting, you know, goals on goals, and meeting new people. Quotes on quotes, maze. I had a friend. We're quite close, and there is something. There's a piece that friend actually just left with. Because, you know, we had a fallout and stuff like that, but, you know, people move on and stuff. Yeah, but yeah, it says, but if you go somewhere and you are the only intelligent person, then there is definitely no growth. Trust me, there isn't. But when you go somewhere where you feel like, bro, I am getting challenged every single fucking day. Sorry for cussing, but no sorry. Why should I apologize again? Sorry for that. I just had a banana. When you get to the perspective of, you know, the lifestyles and stuff, and then you get to think about it, and then you're like, okay. Doing surveys, but yeah, it's crazy. But then when you go somewhere where you feel like, challenges come every day, bro, and I'm growing. I sometimes things I don't know, I'm getting to learn, and I am ready to learn, and I'm willing to understand this type of things that actually happen every single day, is interesting. Cause yo, in the stream of my professionalism, cause I have done a little bit, not a little bit. I graduated with a certificate in a minor in public relations and advertising. So probably in social media, that's where I'm strong in terms of, you know, all that, because, yeah, but mainly journalism. But journalism is actually quite wide. It's not just, you know, news anchor, reporter, who else? Radio presenter. It's quite deep. And, then we get to the production side, because there is film, there is reality TVs and documentaries. Each is a definitely different world from everything you know out here, because, bro, there is a lot that has to be put in the days, the late nights and stuff. But trust me, if you love it, it's just gonna be a smooth sail, man, and a lot of fun and challenging yourself, meeting new people and great opportunities, which are actually helping me now, because through that you get a lot of opportunities and interactions with new people who want other great, and maybe you have other talents that actually you are incorporating there, and I'm happy because my other talents are being incorporated there. Like, for example, I do a little bit of dog breeding. You still find someone, and then you're like, yeah, business, and right now you're making money. So yeah, basically it's being a chilled person, interacting with people, being friendly, you know, just digging in and wanting to know them, and that simply the interest these people want, they feel like they are wanted, and they are interested in, you are interested in actually wanting to know them, then they're like, yeah, I am actually, you know, willing to, you know, actually hand you a, you know, helping hand, and we are gonna work together to make things happen. So goals, if you want to be successful and independent, you know, in all aspects, financially, mentally, emotionally, you know, physically, you have to actually grind, you have to actually toil and have a little bit of sweat, because trust me, nothing comes easy in this life, you know. So first of all, it's creating a foundation for yourself, you know, a strong one, very, very strong, titanium built, you know. You love log cabins like me, you look for those sexy strong mahogany trees and, you know, build a strong platform over there. So it's simply you and you yourself trying to fix, you know, stuff, and sorry about that, trying to fix something here. Yeah, so basically that's it. So right about now, I know we have talked for like 14 minutes, 30 seconds, that's crazy, but we're gonna go for a short commercial break, and not commercial, but we're gonna bring a little bit of house music. I have never tried this, trust me, but these two songs kind of got to me, and I feel nice. So this is called Secrets by Raven. Trust me, I just read about him today. He's a good artist, making a lot of millions. Trust me, the hip-hop artists right now, they are not seeing this person. I think the house type of Tiësto, you know, Summer Vibe and Tomorrowland type of stuff is paying off. So coming up next is Secrets by Raven. Have fun, and we'll be right back with more crazy facts from Danny the Storyteller.
I'll never tell, never tell. Just trust that I'll keep it locked in a cell. Never revealing no secrets you're keeping. These promises strong as a spell. I'll never tell.
Yeah, I'm like you, that's for sure. Never have to close the door. Been a long time, a year before. And I'm missing you so bad. Gone away, a month or more. Every show I go before. Need to hear that voice. Cause right now I feel like it's been too long. I can never let you go. I'll go on thinking about those secrets too.
Tell, just trust that I'll keep it locked in a cell. Never revealing no secrets you're keeping. These promises strong as a spell. I'll never tell.
You're an angel, that's for sure. With some devil, hear you roar. But I like it, we on the floor. In my ear, be whispering. Used to have fun, now I'm bored. Do I miss you? Yes, of course. Think about that time when we stayed up all night talking. I can never let you go. Go on thinking about the secrets you.
Just trust that I'll keep it locked in a cell. Never revealing no secrets you're keeping. These promises strong as a spell. I'll never tell.
I noticed during the first segment the volume was a little bit low. Sorry for that. I hope this one is a little bit louder. Yeah, I did not know about that until I finished editing and all that stuff. But yeah, y'all are good. How was the song? I think to me, it was good, but no words. Actually, it was good since it was my first doing it in this podcast. Yeah, but it was good. If you're driving actually and you like the type of summer vibe type of music, it's actually good when you're chilling, maybe high or, you know, on something. Yeah. So welcome back. I hope you had an awesome time listening to the tunes and listening to the first segment where we talked about a lot that has been happening in Danny's life. Before we actually even get to all that has been happening and transpiring in our lives and transitioning and trying to make the best out of everything that we do, I was just trying to listen to the TV. So back now. Sorry, sometimes I get interested and all that drifting from the podcast because I'm trying to do some stuff in the crib. But anyway, hey guys, hi again. Now let's get to the serious bit. So it's not that too serious, but discovering yourself, getting to know who you want to be, and independence, as we talked about in the first segment. And it's all about challenging yourself to become the better version, and getting to know, probably you might even find something that you have not been wanting to do, you are actually good at it, you know. So yeah, basically it's all about choices and thinking about right now how to make the best decisions. So I learned that before you make a hasty decision, take time to think about it. Not too long, just like 2 days or something, you know, probably an hour or two or three. But yeah, take time to think about it, regardless of anything. So yeah, it's good to think about it. It's good to be calm, actually, when responding to some things. It's good to think through your responses. It's good to be hard sometimes, because sometimes people just take advantage of you, and you know, you just don't give an F about it and face it and tell them, yo, nah, we ain't doing this shit, we're not, and that's it, it's the end, nothing else. So trying to think of random things that will actually probably jog your mind into exploring your inner self. So I learned that my love for poetry goes deeper than just writing poetry and getting to novelry and writing most of the things that maybe are in my wildest of memories or ideas or experiences or other people's experiences, I don't know, but just trying to translate those experiences into something more creative, more visual, but in terms of writing. So it's attractive, and if you feel like you are more into a perspective of you being creative even with other people, it's good to actually explore it instead of just dodging and being like, we can't do this right now, not really. So yeah, and as of course, everything has to be mental. Think about it, do this, you have to think about it before you do it. Seeking advice sometimes helps, sometimes does not, because probably you're not getting the advice that you really want to hear, because it does happen. The human mind, some, in as much as we try and force ourselves that advices that come, we should take them and all that crap, but the human mind, generally, if it feels uncomfortable in taking an advice, generally your body will be responding to yes, okay, I will do that, I will do this, I will. But initially, bro, even if you force your mind to do it, trust me, it will just be feeling like you're just doing something illegal in your mind, or because at the back of your mind it just keeps responding, nah, knock knock, who's there, you know, get a grip over yourself. That's a dry joke. I do not know how to do these things. Yeah, but I learned that being real with yourself and getting to realize you really are is a big problem to so many people. But the ones who actually just vibe are naturally just coming into you life. You know, you, not your you, like you life. Just you being yourself attracts people. So, yeah. Being real, being honest, just don't pretend around people, because if you pretend, eventually they will realize that this person is fake. And trust me, that will not be a good picture even in your portfolio, even as much as you want. So yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. The first segment of this time round is just chilling and letting you guys know that I'm not gone, you know, gone, because maybe some of you be like, oh, this guy, why is he not sending posts? And I am here alive and kicking, healthy as fuck. Sorry, I cuss a lot. And trying to gauge into big things. Yeah, musically holding up, got back into kickboxing. I feel nice, feel nice. And injuries come here and go. Yeah, it's fun, but yeah. Welcome to my world. This is my world. This is my world of creativity. And I always say my hashtag is beauty in expression. And my motto is success is the best revenge. So don't give a fudge about what people say or think. And trust me, it's just all about you, your lifestyle, your doings. And if you just want a successful lifestyle, trust me, you just have to make sacrifices. Sometimes going illegal, I hope no one listens to this, but yeah, anyway, it happens. And getting some stuff done, finishing up, doing things well, and just basically wanting the best life of you and your future, because definitely bless me, sorry about that. And yeah, definitely about your generation to come, or you yourself and your empire that you actually just want to be legendary on. So challenge accepted on whatever you're thinking about, or yes, challenge accepted on your behalf. Do it, go for it, don't give up, just let the challenges come, but let failure not be an option in your lifestyle. And be the best version of yourself. Don't be a pretender. Don't just be fake to impress people. If they don't like you, they don't like you. So don't force them to like you. And stay woke. Don't regret the things you do. Don't regret the decisions you make if they are actually helping you in your life. And don't take the wrong advice. The best advice is the advice that your inner self comes and tells you, because your main competition is you, not anyone, because you cannot live another person's lifestyle. So I'm gonna leave you with a nice song, another house music called Want You by Vendekka and Streko. I think these guys are probably, you know, Russian, like Streko. Oh, I know my accent is not so good. I know someone who does very good accents, shout out to her. And yeah, so yeah, very good accents. I've been trying to do them, but I am so pathetic at them. So thank you so much for tuning in to my podcast. It's called Just Chat. So we were just chatting. I hope you had fun. I hope you had some good time listening in. And trust me, if you want a feature, hit me up. Just DM me. Don't forget, the link to the post on Casual Desire will be down below. So just go to Lightreader. Read there, comment, and trust me, don't get too nasty on yourself. So, want you, Streko, and bye bye to all you guys. So, peace.
Keep pushing you away while I want you to stay. Amazing God is eyes, but my heart still beats. When I say no, it's yes. I'm putting you to the test. Can you handle me? Do you have the key? Sorry that I've been playing games. Do you really have what it takes? I guess so, I guess so. I guess so, I guess so. I am a queen, I need my king. Are you bad enough to sin? I think so, I think so. I think so, I think so.